With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Vincent.
Hey. How are you?
I'm great. It poured at my house yesterday. Did you guys get some rain,
dude,
too?
Lightning, thunder. I walked out to get
the
mail, and these neighbor boys are all, "Watch out! The lightning might hit you." And I think I'm good, but, you know,
yeah,
cool. They were, like, hiding in their garage. Peeked out, and they're like, "Are you crazy?"
That's so funny.
Oh, I think I got it, guys. It's okay. But there was lightning and thunder, and
it's like thunder,
just so
like lightning,
bizarre.
And our boy Frankie
Quirarte. I know. I have another Frankie in my head. He's a cholo dude. He does a cholo thing. His last name is Quiñones. What is Quirarte?
Quirarte.
Yeah, Quirarte.
He's the guy who does all the surf photography, mm-hmm. and he did the PG&E photography for us when the big San Bruno explosion happened.
And we just posted a bunch of Burning Man stuff.
Oh. He has incredible photos on his Facebook of the lightning strikes.
Oh, funny.
I gotta see it.
There's like the time
the
lapse where he can
and the
find
lightning,
them?
And they're incredible.
Jesus.
So I guess, you know, if you're a photographer, last night was grab your stuff, run outside. Let's see what's doing.
Right.
Me, I took a shower. There were two footballs on.
I turned off my irrigation. That's always a good thing.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, I didn't have to water my anything
today.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just so strange. Ooh. Like the air feels weird.
It's like this point thing going on that he posted.
Point thing?
Let me show you.
Did it rain that much?
Poured!
Oh, okay, it didn't
it
rain that
poured. It was thunder and lightning for hours and pouring down rain. My whole house was all wet. Oh man, that's incredible. So I wonder if he just like leaves the lens. You know how they do that in order to catch the...
I don't.
They just leave
it
open.
Keep going.
Oh, there's more?
I mean, I know what you're saying, but
God,
I don't...
This is gorgeous.
I don't know anything about
Holy
photography.
Holy cow.
As a kid, there were always
like a point.
It's incredible.
People that picked up cameras and learned how and got good at it,
right.
And would take pictures of the people doing the stuff. But I never wanted any. I was trying to do the stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for you to stand still. I think you have to stand still to get a good picture.
I want to be the skateboarder, not the guy who takes the picture of the skateboarder.
Can look back on it later.
So, yeah, I don't know. But very cool. He's a great photographer, and the shots are...
They're absolutely gorgeous. Where can people see those?
On his Facebook page.
Oh, can we...
Frankie
Can we put a link or share
permission.
That to yours?
I need permission first.
Yeah, they're incredible.
But anyway, so you got storms and... I guess, did you watch... Was football on at your house?
It was.
All right.
I watched some of the game. I went to bed, though.
Yeah.
You know, and we watch everything in tape delay. I mean, by the time everything's done and you can sit down and watch stuff, so I don't know who won. It looked like the Saints were losing, but...
Yeah, the Vikings won, and I think the Broncos got a last-minute win as they blocked a kick, and... I don't know. I don't care about any of those teams. It was on in the background, but we've got a lot going on at home, so...
What's happening?
I was at the Giants game.
Oh, were you?
You were?
Yeah, last night. It was a little eerie, and the reason I'm bringing this up is when they went to sing the Star Spangled Banner, it was raining, and there was lightning, and this guy is singing, you know, the national anthem, and it's 9/11, and he's a firefighter and a, you know, first responder, and I'm like, wow, this is a movie moment right here. All the rain, all the lightning in the middle of this beautiful stadium.
Were you in Chris Kelly's box with a glass of champagne?
No, he didn't have the box that night. So we were in the seats with, you know, I mean, they're behind.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding?
That's disgusting.
It was great.
Cool.
In that moment, it was incredible. I was really kind of drinking it all in. Of course, you know, the game was rained out as far as I could tell. I'm reading now. It finished at 2:10 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So they delayed it?
Or they delayed it, yeah.
They usually do. Try.
The bars closed, and the game was still happening.
Well, but you had your own personal garçon.
No, I left at about 8:20. I mean, this...
I feel that.
We saw three pitches, maybe four, and I'm like, all right. But we get there super early. We got there at 6:15.
Well, it's a party, man. It's not about the game. Come on.
I know. I just... There was this mother-daughter.
He took a shot in the dark.
He said, I know, though. Yeah.
It is. I mean, look, they're not going to the playoffs. We all know.
Right.
So Sarah is right. It is about the party. I mean, what are we rooting for? I guess for the Dodgers to lose, but there was this mother-daughter sitting behind me, and they would not get up. They just sat in that rain. They're like, we drove from Santa Rosa. We're staying in these seats.
Like, well, yeah, people like to watch their team play.
No one was playing. It was raining. It was a tarp.
Did they think someone would steal their
I don't know.
Seats
they,
if they
were
got
just
up?
Drinking in it. I was like, all right.
And maybe they were like super tired and was like, you know, a little
I don't
want
to get up.
Comfortable.
So they played. You watched some pitches, right?
Four pitches. I saw four pitches.
And then they called the game.
So the game was supposed to start at 7:30. It started at 7:55. We got four pitches. Then it just poured. I hung out till about 8:20. Nothing is happening. And then I was like, all right.
Oh, well,
bounce.
That makes sense. Yeah. They're not playing. Bleep it.
Especially at 8:20. I mean, you do have to get up. What time do you get up?
3:20.
Oh, boy. What do you
a lot
do
of food prep,
work?
Sarah. A lot
say.
Of food prep.
Pray, pray. I gotta
yeah,
pray.
Exactly, Vinny.
All
the drinks he has to prep. The teas and the coffees and the...
Like a whole basket.
Avocado.
Stuff.
The pistachios, just the right amount.
You know exactly.
Find yourself
count
that.
Them out. It's like a pharmacist. He's got like a little thing, counts them out.
Remedies.
Mm. Oh,
thank you.
That's weak.
Thank
do
you.
Another one so that it's a nice, crunchy uh-huh. one. Oh, that's good. Pretty good.
Sounds like you got a bad bag.
Do I?
No, I don't know.
They sound, yeah, they do seem a little soft.
Hold on. How's that?
I like Bryn's better. Yeah. Let's stick
yeah,
with
Bryn's.
Yeah,
I do Bryn's. Too, but I mean, where is he?
Sure, but it's nice to get one Bryn. Live once in a while, you know. That's good times.
Ay, ay, ay.
Good morning, everybody. This is what we're up to today. It rained and we're eating pistachios. Were you at all concerned about the guy standing there in the, you know, in the wide open, like a lightning rod with a microphone?
With his microphone, yeah.
In the rain with the lightning.
I didn't really think about that at that moment. I just thought this would be an amazing scene for a film right here. Yeah. 9/11.
Are you thinking about another film?
Yeah, that's how your mind works, huh?
Yeah, well, I just... The moment was just so...
How did he do on that?
Somber. Great. He was the same guy that sang before we did the stair climb. He's like this firefighter that won this national contest.
Oh.
I can't remember his name. Don't ask me.
You have to figure he's sort of accepted the fact that it's like a shark attack. There's no chance you're going to get it, but if you get it... Man, that's the odds. It's I guess that's your lot in life. Yeah. The lightning strike at the ball game,
right?
While
you're singing.
Singing
the national anthem. I mean,
and you're a firefighter.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's a good end story. But people survive a lightning strike occasionally.
Well, we've
right?
seen. Remember last week? You're like, what's wrong with those people? Why do they have stuff on their head? Because they got struck by lightning. You don't.
I don't remember
that.
It was last week.
Okay,
we were watching the news in here. And Sarah's like, what's wrong with their face? Well, they got struck by lightning.
Oh, they had like a bunch of people
Sarah,
who'd survived lightning strikes?
Insensitive. Yeah. What is with
sorry.
You?
Well, I mean, what the hell's wrong with them?
Wrong
oh, they were struck by
face.
Lightning?
Yeah.
Well, that explains it. Thank you for telling me. Because you look jacked up.
Got a small one, too, you punk.
Well, those do shrivel in a lightning strike is what I
they
heard.
They do?
That's what I hear.
Well, you hope they hide. Like, I'm going back undercover.
Turtle.
Yeah.
Speaking of turtles
yes.
and more, just it's an absolute. I've never read it.
Oh,
because I'm
the
getting.
Turtle.
I've never read that book.
Are you almost done with it?
I'm getting there. It's so long. It's long, really long, super long. But the farther I go, the more I'm like, and kid sex. It's kids doing it. You know that scene?
I don't.
You don't remember that?
No. Nope.
The kids. I'm like...
The losers?
The losers. Sorry.
But there was only one girl.
Right. Oh, God. All of them together? Boy, this book took a turn.
I know.
Wait, together or separately?
I'm like, they're not gonna. Oh, they're gonna.
How old are they? Aren't they like 11?
Like 10 or 11.
Right.
All right. Oh. You know what? Wait till I get there. Maybe he's misreading that. Vinny takes, you know, he just assumes everything's about sex.
Okay.
Read me the section.
Okay. No, let's just wait till you get there and see if it's an interpretive move on my part. Let's just see if
it
I'm...
It boils down to
let's
that.
Let's see if it... Yeah.
Let's just see if I'm too perverted to actually hear what's going on.
Okay.
Now
well,
that
I'll
let
you know if
the
you
the miniseries,
are.
And I know what you guys are talking about, which is different than a book, obviously, we're going to talk about it today on The Secret Show because I have some questions.
Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, Vinny, you're almost done, so you'll be able to answer them.
Maybe I won't, though.
I definitely... Well, it's true. You might misinterpret. I definitely read it, but there's so much that I just have no recollection of at all.
Right.
Like, I remember the basic outline of the story, and I remember the whole turtle thing, which I remember feeling like, this is so weird. Like, it seems big. You'd have to read it to know.
I'm going to do a Google search and find out
don't
if
do
I am,
it.
In fact.
Don't do it. Just wait. Wait till I get there. I don't want confirmation that they did it, because then I'll be waiting the whole book for it.
Did they do it? Is it now? Is it now? Is it happening now?
And find out how old they are in it.
Well, there's definitely a point, and this is the thing about the movies. They've separated the adults from the kids, and there is a point there as you're coming towards the end or towards the fight with it,
yeah,
where they're jumping back and forth in time.
Right.
So there's no doubt that there's a little bit of a blur between where are we in this? Is it the kids? Is it the adults? But the scene I'm talking about is...
For sure the kids?
It's the kids like, I can't do that to you, Bevy. And she's like, you can't. And I'm all,
Bev, you whore! You 10-year-old whore.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that at all. I'm looking forward to reading all this stuff I've read before.
It's super surprising. I'm definitely like, this...
Is there a reason why? Like, they have to do it because of, you know...
There's a reason why, for sure. And it has to do with winning the day.
Mm.
And there's an explanation for it. But the point is... There's so much stuff in this book. I know the book was written in the 80s, and our sensibilities have changed some, and I don't really have sensibilities in that sense. Most things I'm like, all right. But, wow, it's gotten me a few times. Between the gay bashing, which what it starts with,
mm-hmm.
the absolute racism that's happening within the book, and now this, I'm like... Stephen King.
Covering all the bases of things that, you know,
taboo
topics. People are saying Vinny's right. Oh, Vinny's right. That happened in the book. Kids sex.
Maybe you guys are all a bunch
during
of perverts.
During their fight against it.
Yeah.
Like, do they have to do
the
it
fight,
to fight it?
They got forced to?
No. You need... See, you
that.
Don't remember.
At all.
I'm telling you. That's why I feel like I didn't even read this book, because... As these things keep coming up, I guess I blocked it or decided not to read that part. I skipped the puppy part. I was at home on the weekend when I heard that part or got to that part and was like, oh my God, Sarah's right. The puppy and the fridge. The things you remember.
That stuck with
me.
It was the most, because I just, you know, like everyone knew that awful person that you, like, you wouldn't put something like that past, like that. That sort of twisted child that was in the neighborhood.
I didn't.
I did. I don't want to say his name.
What's his name?
Evil Rick.
No.
Wally was the guy?
He was the kid who bullied me when I was a kid. And I just...
Where
always,
is he now?
Who knows?
Prison.
What was his parents like?
They were actually nice. I mean, or so they seemed. Mm. You know how people put on a good show for the outside world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It was that one scene. That's the scene from the book that I just could never shake. But then things get so many, you read so many books by a certain author and you're like, oh, I don't even know if that's in that book.
Right.
Or if it's in, I certainly couldn't remember the character.
He's so twisted.
That's what I love about him.
I do too, but this is the kind of twisted stuff I'm not that into. Yeah. I'm telling you,
he's just not afraid to write stuff like things that will totally put you off. Like he's a guy who's like the people that he'll kill in a book, where you're just like, how can you kill that guy? And like just the topics that he's willing to go into that make you so uncomfortable. I actually kind of like that as the reader, like to can I get through this and how will this affect me as an actual human in the actual world?
Well, most books I recommend to people, and most scary books I'll recommend to people. I would say to anybody, there is domestic abuse, racism, kids boning. I'm just like,
Vinny, texters are going crazy right now, but this one guy says it, or girl, whatever, 925. It's how the kids unite against the monster.
Right, except that she's the only girl to unite them all.
All of them? She does all of them? I totally don't remember that.
The kids have an orgy to defeat a clown?
It's a kid orgy. Another texter said it's a kid orgy.
Explain to us what happened, Vinny, right now.
I can't because I haven't finished it, but I'm trying to tell you that the scene that is set before me, I'm going, this isn't happening. It's not.
This real life.
So they fight the evil by having an orgy?
No, they have to at some point reconnect. Because I don't. It's very. I'm telling you, they're jumping back and forth, and they're between the.
Do they have to do this again as adults when they come back to refight it?
I didn't get to that part yet.
Can someone
get
text
to it.
In and tell us
book tonight, Vinny,
what
so we
Vinny's
know what
trying
happens.
To tell us?
I'm just trying. Look, I just told you.
What book and author are you guys talking about?
Talking about Stephen King by It.
Someone break down the orgy scene, the kid orgy scene. We have no idea what's happening.
I don't need to have it broken
down. The first
down.
Kid is super timid and scared, and except she says, yeah, you can, because she knows he can, because she can feel him in her rib cage.
Oh, God.
925 says, yes, she does them one at a time, though, but with all of them there. So are you saying that everyone's watching 925?
Well, it's very dark. They're in the sewers. They're in the sewer.
Well, that's where it is.
That's
so.
Where, yeah.
So all these kids, all these boys have to have sex with this girl to get rid of the clown?
Well,
totally worth it, man.
Hey,
get it.
Oh my God.
I assume that they skipped over this part in the miniseries watched?
The miniseries I just watched for 4 hours.
I'm guessing it's not in the new movie either.
Yeah, it seems it might even be illegal to put that in the movie.
Yeah,
well, it
like
didn't
that
feel
would
right.
See what kind of rating kid sex.
XXX.
But again, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to someone. I would have to say there's extreme racism. There is domestic
abuse,
animal abuse, also
kid orgy.
A gay bashing. I mean, that book starts with that.
Yeah.
Like, why
I told
you
that when I started
that?
Reading it. It was
why
the
would
first
you
thing,
want to read that?
Because you
I just
start
don't get it.
And you're all, okay, well, we're through that part.
And then I put the book down. Like, really? No, I don't need that in my mind, in my world, in my life, in my thoughts.
My heart.
So
my
I
heart.
Would have helped you with my review. Yeah. I just saved
I don't
you
mind
some
that.
Trouble.
I like to read uncomfortable things.
Well,
I don't
get ready.
It. I don't want that in my
it's
mind.
It's coming.
I can't believe that I remember the dog thing and not the fact that Bev does all the dudes as an 11-year-old.
To get rid of the clown. Is that correct? Is that why she's doing it?
I mean, look, they got to put this thing down.
By having sex, huh?
I don't know.
That seems weird.
The details are rough.
Polly says, Stephen King released a statement about this part. Send me the link.
Yeah,
Polly.
Send us the link.
Someone says, move on.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all stuck,
right. Well,
man.
We do have to move on. We have to play a song.
All right. KLLC. What?
I'm going to get coffee for everyone.
Oh, all right.
I feel like it's one of those days.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. We'll probably stop talking about it.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.